Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And the Monday report, time to bring in our man, Woody Osick, who has today's report. Woody, good Monday to you. Hope you had a nice weekend, and we're looking forward to today's Athens Little League Report, so take it away.
All righty, gentlemen. Hope you all are doing well as well in this post-Masters Monday.
Yes.
We had a little bit of a smaller schedule last Friday due to spring break and possibly some folks sneaking away to the Masters, but we'll start it off with some AAA action. Zaxby's beat Hayward Allen 8-5 Friday night, with the win going to pitcher Casper Emery. Sam Williams and Benjamin Daniels pitched a stellar game for Hayward Allen, but Zaxby's was out front early with four runs until the third, when Hayward Allen took the lead 5-4 with clutch hits by Sam Williams, Landry Davis, and Ben Bay. Zaxby's consistently put two runs on the board each inning, however, and had big hits by A.J. Lunnan and Bo Rentz that kept the momentum going. Catchers Gene Ayala and Kenneth Little made big outs, protecting home plate and preserving the win for Zaxby's. In other AAA action, we had Carson Plumbing and First American Bank. First American defeated Carson 15-6. The bats were hot for First American, with eight players having hits and five players having at least two RBIs. Standouts were Rippin' Reed Jackson, who was 2-for-2. Kunwoo Park had a timely double that plated two runs, and Kai Hernandez ended up with three RBIs. Cruisin' Camp Kinsler started the game on the mound and was lights out, giving up no hits in 2 2/3 innings. Laser Lan Johnson, in his Little League pitching debut, came on in long relief, and Kai Hernandez got the save. Kunwoo Park caught the entire game for First American and threw out two runners attempting to steal at second base. Damian Washington led Carson Plumbing with two runs scored, and even with the loss, Carson Plumbing stays atop the AAA standings. So moving on to majors, with only one game, we had Chase Park beating Law & Order 11-0. Tayo Watanabe, Boone Presnell, and Wes O'Neill combined on a five-hit shutout, striking out seven. They were helped by excellent defense by Lucas Stutz at both first and third base, and Charlie Walton at shortstop. The highlight of the game may have been Charlie Walton's fourth-inning bunt, intended to advance Mr. Doster, running from first base. However, Charlie had other ideas and never stopped running, scoring on the play all the way from first base. Law & Order had base hits by Brad DeMint, Brooks David, Price Swan, and Hampton Johnson. Chase Park had three hits each by Boone Presnell and Walter Heckenberg. And that, folks, is your Little League Report for Monday.
All right, thank you very much, Woody. We appreciate it. You're our Monday guy, so we will catch you again next week. Thanks so much.
All righty, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also brought to you by Georgia Dairy Farmers. Hey, what's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.